I don't know. You know, we didn't see it as it's only in hindsight, isn't it, that possibly you see things like that. But at the time, all we were trying to do was it was something. It came after, obviously, after the models and the punk thing, and I felt that everything sort of had lost its way, and there was a lot of mimicking, a lot of sort of parodying of what punk had become, and I wasn't interested in that. I did want to sort of make some kind of a statement. I didn't know what it was, but I felt that what the models were sort of a second-rate sort of punk band. You know, it's sort of run its course, and we weren't really going anywhere, and it all felt a bit flat and stale. But I knew that there were other people with similar ideas. I know that, because Marco, he was into the Velvets, he was in, lots of sort of things, and then having spoken with Gary, sort of met up with Gary again after a little while, we'd sort of got together and we were chatting about music and what we liked, what we were doing, and sort of thinking about what it is we would like, what kind of music we would like to be making. And it was very simple. The idea was sort of noise, noise with a sort of a grinding rhythm sort of thing. But it's evolved into something. But I think if my memory serves me well, I may have had this idea that the bass being a sort of not a lead instrument, but something that keeps it going, and is at the forefront certainly of it, which hadn't really been. Obviously you had things like dub, reggae, and which is an important instrument, but just in sort of rock, if you like, not rock, but just a different way of turning things around. That was, I suppose, but the personalities were there to sort of make that the group what it was as well. There was Mark with his noise and synthesizer, and Gary, who couldn't play guitar but was playing guitar, Marco with his amazing feedback, and Dorothy on drums. Sort of doing a little Mo Tucker type thing, but